are here, Woke in Business Podcast, hosted by your girl, Miss Kat, with the Woke Money Movement. I'm excited to be here. So I have two phenomenal people here. They are, a duo, but y'all know how I do. I'm going to pour wine while you guys introduce yourself. So if you could take a moment, introduce yourself for the listeners, for the viewers, while I pour y'all some of this wine. Okay. And we're going to sip and we're going to talk. Is that okay with y'all?
Absolutely. Got it.
Awesome. Okay, go ahead.
Ladies first.
I am Melinda Tillman of True Digital Marketing. My husband is my business partner. We run the marketing agency together. We're located right here in Houston. We help our clients with website design, social media management, search engine optimization, and paid ads management. Our goal is to help you show up on the internet.
And I'm the husband. So I'm Kareem Tillman, the other half of the duo. And we do exactly what she says that we do, both, you know, literally and operationally. Yeah. So. But on that note, we are really excited to be here on the podcast this evening and to pour up, sip up, and, you know, chop it up too.
Okay.
So yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. So while there, look, y'all take a sip. I'm going to do a little plug. So for those that don't know, this is the Woke Money Movement. We have our brand, the Woke Money Wine. It is fortified. So look, it's fortified. So that means that it's stronger than like your normal wine, kind of like the port, you know, type, you know what I mean? So it's 17%, but it is all natural. It's gluten-free, vegan. So shout out to Signature Sips who crafts the wine for us. What are y'all thoughts? And you could be honest if, you know, some people aren't drinkers. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. But I like to get honest, live feedback. Melinda, you want to go first?
Yes.
Okay.
This is dangerous. It tastes like juice. I don't like wine. I'm not a wine person. I don't like white wines at all. I have one red wine that I like, and that's it out of all of the wines in wine land. Yeah, don't stick this in a regular cup. You're just going to drink it.
And what about you?
excuse me. First impression, great impression. I'm typically a red wine guy, red blend.
Okay.
I don't typically have a white wine that I like, but this is definitely the start of a good relationship.
Okay. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. So, we going to start
to finish my wine.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. It's y'all. So this is the treat of coming on to the Woke in Business Podcast. We get to sip and we get to talk at the same time. So I'm glad that y'all enjoyed the wine. So let's get into it. So digital marketing.
Yeah.
So first things first, let me just preface. I'm a little biased because at the end of the day, these wonderful people did create the flat fee website and the wokemoney.org site that you see scrolling at the bottom of the screen. They've created that as well. But I think it's more than just a website. You know what I'm saying? You know, so tell me and whoever, you know, y'all, we flowing, but you know, why should someone hire y'all, or what's the difference with me just going on to, you know, make my own little site? You know what I mean? What would be the benefit of me hiring True Digital?
You know, I like to say if you designed your website and you're not a website designer, then you probably need our help off the bat. There's a lot of things that we really get into. We start to discuss website design with clients because the first thing we want to do is answer a lot of questions. You know, a lot of people want to know the differences between different website platforms, capabilities, and most importantly, the back end on the website. You know, can I go and update a picture? Can I do this? I find that a lot of our clients want control. You know, they want to make sure that this is their baby. This is something that they're running. So we're able to give them those situations with their website. We're also able to pretty much custom design what their goals are with their website. For a lot of our clients, it's not just having pretty pictures, it's designing a website that makes somebody go from saying, to saying, hey, let me make a phone call. Let me complete this form. I need to learn more, do more. So we want to design websites that are pretty to the eye, converting. So you're making sales, appointments, and also search engine friendly. So search engines like Google know what you do.
Got you. And Melinda, is there some type of format or formula? Because you said that it's more than just being pretty, right? Yes. So when y'all are designing, is there some kind of like checklist or format that you guys go by to make sure?
100%. Okay. We follow Google standards. We are Google Premier Partners. We know that Google is king as far as search engines go. And so we follow their blueprints to what they are looking for to rank you on the search engine. Even if you don't sign up for SEO services with us, your search engine optimization, that's how you show up on the search engine. Even if you don't sign up with those services for us, we want to make sure that your website is set up for them, that you have the right keywords in place, which is always the argument of every client, including.
And that's why I'm laughing, because I'll be like, Melinda, do we have to put all of this on there? This is doing too much.
Yes.
So
we have, what we tell people in the most caring way is that Google doesn't know you. They don't know what you do, and your pictures don't tell them what you do. They know what you do by the words on the front end of your website and the words on your back end of your website, how your metadata is written, how your titles are tagged, how your images are tagged, and then the content itself. That's how Google knows what you do. And so when we build a website, yeah, our websites are fly. They are amazing. They look great. However, they also are set up so that the search engine immediately knows what you do so that they can begin ranking you for what you want to show up for.
See, and that's why I'm trying to express, you know, you got to get with the dope team, because, you know, at the end of the day, I know, quite frankly, that nobody knows that they got to tag their pictures a certain way. Nobody knows, you know, I mean, there's just certain formalities that's why you have a pro, correct? Right, you know absolutely. What I'm saying? So is there, you know, I know you guys are kind, so I'm gonna ask you, is there any tips, you know, for those that are trying to do, you know, their own SEOs or their own, you know, optimizations and things of that nature? Do you have any tips that you can share, even though they need to come to you, just quite frankly, but you know.
So one of the things that we say all the time is that conversations are free. So you can call us, anyone can call us and ask any question. And if we can answer, we absolutely will. For Google, content is king. And so if right now you already have a website set up and you're managing yourself and you're making updates yourself, add a blog and commit to writing at least one blog per month. What you're doing is adding new and relevant content to your website. And so one of the things that Google looks for is the frequency and the keywords that are in your content. So make sure that you write a blog that's real hefty. I mean, just talking to you, just don't feel like talking no more. And put that up once a month. And then also go out and make sure that you, what is it called when you get your Google listing?
Reviews?
No. To actually sign up for the Google listing. Claim your Google profile listing. It's free. Right. So it is a service that we provide to you and we'll do for you properly. We'll give you local SEO and add stuff to the directory listings. But you can go out and get this Google profile for free and you can make updates to it for free every week. And it'll help you to show up in the map section of Google. So those are two things that you could do right now.
Game. Jewels. Nuggets. You get what I'm saying? Absolutely. Just like that. So I just want to, you know, kind of bring it back to Woke Money, you know, the Woke Money website. Was there any methodologies or any method behind the madness when it came to the Woke Money site, you know, just for, cause, and one thing that I can say is anybody, so if y'all want to go peep it out right now, wokemoney.org, everybody who goes to the site, like, oh man, it's beautiful. It's stunning. Right. But one thing, I know we had the mixer the other time and you were saying how the site was like a like a hub. Like, how did you explain it in essence? Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, you know, like a directory. That's what you said. Like, yeah. You know, having, you know, cross promoting and having that directory. Remember that conversation we had? No. Okay. Never mind. But anyway, one thing I know that one of the tips that you had given was like cross promoting, you know, yourself with other sites. So that way the traffic from, you know, that's, do you not, now do you remember, can we get a little feedback on that?
It's more like a excuse me, it's more I think you're speaking of backlinking your website to other reputable websites. That's what we refer to as a off site SEO tactic, which means we are doing something that's not on your website but to your website, right? Because the things that Melinda had listed off were what we refer to as on-site SEO. So those are the things we're doing to your website. Well, when we create a backlink, we're simply linking your website to another website.
Gotcha.
Great example, an easy example of that. Let's take Instagram. Mm-hmm. So when I go to Woke Money on Instagram, your hyperlink to your website is there. I could click to it, go right directly to your website. Gotcha. That is a backlink for me to get from one site directly to yours. It's, you know, that's a backlink. So, you know, the things that she was mentioning before are really easy to do and make sense.
Okay. And so just for clarity, what is the purpose or what's the goal or, you know, why do I want a backlink? Like, mm-hmm. what, you know, what's the privilege of backlinking or using that tactic?
Well, it's a way of earning authority points. It's a way of your website earning stripes. Look at SEO as having street cred.
Gotcha.
Right. If you're the most thorough, then your website is considered to be authoritative. It's considered to be reliable. And if your website is ranking in, let's call it authority points, between 50 to 60. Then that means that your website is a boss.
Gotcha.
And deserves to be on the higher pages of Google versus the, you know, the back end pages.
Gotcha. Okay. So Melinda, is there, you know, we talked about website SEO. Is there any other services that you guys want to highlight, you know, in regards to what you guys do?
Oh, yeah. So we also offer social media management and marketing. So social media management is going to be us posting for you, right? So that's us being you on Facebook and Instagram. We're going to make the graphics, write the content, do the keyword research, and then clean up your Instagram account. Instagram cannot control them bots. There's nothing they can do about them. And so we go in and we make sure that we delete and block all of those comments so you're not serving your message out to a fake audience. Mm. And that's another thing that you can do yourself on your own Instagram page. Make sure that when you're using these different hashtags, because that's really what kind of fuels the bots. Also, it fuels you showing up on people that are interested in the hashtags that you use. But also bots use them in order to find you.
Gotcha.
So you have to go in and make sure that you block them so that your message isn't going out to a fake audience, because that's how Instagram decides who to show you to. Mm. It's based off of the audience that's interacting with you. And so if only fake people are interacting with you, what you're going to be shown to.
That's right. A good tip. That's fake a good people. Tip. I got you.
So social media management is one. And then social media marketing is going to be focusing on those ads. At the end of the day, there's no other way for me to say it. Meta is here to get paid. Okay. Meta is not just going to show you just because it's a pretty picture or you think that it's the most interesting thing in the world. They want a paycheck to show you to new people. And so having an ads budget so that you can expand your audience on social media will always help you to gain new leads, new followers, and new contacts.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. So, you know, social media, SEO, websites,
yeah.
We come to y'all for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. So
love to have you.
Look, so that's all, you know, I wanted y'all to get that out, but now we're gonna roll into our woke confession. Okay. This is
we're keeping this about business, right?
Oh yeah. Okay. Look, so my woke confession for you guys. I just want to know, being a husband and wife team, like, do y'all just really like do business 100% with each other all the time and do that like do y'all get to the point where like, man, I just see you too much, or does that help strengthen y'all relationship? So this is woke in business. Ooh. Couples, come on, get look. We want to know the woke confession. How is it like literally day in, day out working with your spouse? Who wants it? Look, Kareem, you want to go first?
You want me to go first?
Nah, you should probably go first.
I will say this. We have been in business together for 6 years now. And we have been together for
14
years.
Yeah, 14.
In the past 2 years, 3 years ago, we got our first office. We were working out of our home before then. So 3 years ago, we got our first office, and it was one large office. And the very first thing that we learned is that we need doors. We need to be able to close a door so that while you're having your meeting and managing your clients, I can have mine and manage mine. I think that expanding our offices here in Houston to a much larger office and one that supported the whole staff, you know, before most of our staff had to work remotely and now more people actually come into and work within the office. So that's very helpful for business because we're not just working with one another.
Gotcha.
We got the admin there. We got one social media manager that comes in. We got a website designer that comes in. So there's constantly a flow of people. Also, personally, how do I say this? We have lives. I have a life very much so outside of my husband. He has a whole life of hip hop and clothing that I do not even involve myself. I go play old lady games with my friends and go to brunch and go work out on Tuesdays. Mm. And he goes off to talk about hippity to hop bibbity. Because of that, it allows balance. Us to see. That's right. We still balance the amount of time that we're together. And now that we are in this office with doors, it'll be 2-3 hours. And we'll be like, hey, I ain't saying you want to have lunch. And so it works. Works really gotcha. Well. It's like the old days when he worked at YP and I worked for a cloud computing company and we wanted to go to lunch together.
Understood. Yeah. Understood. Well, that wasn't too harsh.
Nah, that was pretty okay. You know, from my standpoint, you know, a lot of it comes from where I'm from and how I grew up. Like, I'm from New York and, you know, I always wanted to get money with my friends.
Mm.
And, you know, coming here and to Houston and, you know, running in different crowds, you kind of find your tribe, you know, and I still want to get money with my friends. So the benefit for me, because I spend an absurd amount of time with this woman, is that we're friends first.
Gotcha.
We've practiced being friends through our relationship. In growing this business, I've learned to trust her, judgment, and to trust her guidance. And I really appreciate her support, and her patience with me because they've run thin at times. And it's really difficult to look at your star player and be like, yo, you ain't playing, bro. Like, what you doing, man? You know what I mean? And then you got to take and go home with that person after you might have just had that hard conversation. So being able to leave the office in the office and have home being home is a jewel that I would give any and everybody. Like, you leave it all on the field, and once you lock the door behind you for the day, that's that, you know. So we continue to date. When we step out of the office, we are truly going to go hang out.
We stay in these streets. Most of our kids are adults. Yeah. We have 7 kids and 5 of them are over 20. So
awesome.
Yeah. We stay in these streets.
That sounds awesome. got you.
Yeah, so
well, that's what's up. Well, you know, and, you know, that's something that hopefully the listeners, the viewers, you know, they can, you know, look forward to. Hopefully, you know, you get in a situation where you want to do business and pleasure. It's not too bad, right?
Just get yourself a door.
You can't do that at the same time.
Like,
you got to get yourself a door.
You made it seem like it was same time.
No, it's not simultaneously. You got to separate the two.
Yes.
So guys, I appreciate you guys coming through. We got a few more minutes left. So before we cut to a break, I just want to give everybody the opportunity for those that want to connect with you further. Like you said, the question, you know, get the questions in, whatever the case may be, go ahead and, you know, shout out your social medias. Sure. And then the way that they can get, you know, get in touch.
Okay.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, first thing is giving us a phone call, like be direct, you know, be forward, step towards it, right? So you could call us at 832-934-4436. Do your research, find out about us, check us out. Google is your friend, bro. Mm-hmm. So, you know, search True Digital Marketing as spelled. Check out our reviews. I think we have nearly 100 reviews on Google.
4.8.
So mm-hmm. let that speak to you. Along with them stars, man. Them stars are hard to maintain.
For sure.
For certain companies, not for us. But, you know, do your homework on us. Check out our website at www.truedigitalmktg.com. On Instagram, we're true_digital.
No, I think it's True Digital Marketing.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it's the same as the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
True
yeah,
Digital
yeah,
MKTG.
And if you're on the website, everything. Then you could click through the social medias anyway. So there you go. But yeah, man, advice is free. Consultations is free. Mm-hmm. And if you've been in business for, you know, four or five years and, you know, you haven't done anything with your website, it's not making money for you, then, you know, we definitely need to have a conversation about what we can do and how to get you to move forward.
Awesome. Melinda, you got anything to close out? Or are you good?
That's how you get
it. She's like, that's what it is. So just so you guys know, they will be featured at the Woke Money Conference June 8th at the NRG Center. So you will be able to chat with them, you know, face to face, you know, at that time. So we're going to, speaking of the conference, we're going to cut to a quick commercial. And then I'm going to bring on my next guest, but I appreciate you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys for coming.